السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we started off from the recitation of these verses. So starting from ayah number 70, and then inshallah, our lesson is going to be from ayah 70 to ayah number 77. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses if you all would like to open up your Qurans and follow along.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا وإن منكم لمن ليبطئن فإن أصابتكم مصيبة قال قد أنعم الله قال قد أنعم الله علي إن لم أكن معهم شهيدا ولئن أصابكم فضل من الله ليقولن كأن لم تكن بينكم وبينه مودة يا ليتني كنت معهم فأفوز فوزا عظيما فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا ألم تر إلى الذين قيل لهم كفوا أيديكم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فلما كتب عليهم القتال إذا فريق منهم يخشون الناس كخشية الله كخشية الله أو أشد خشية وقالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson starting from ayah number 70 to ayah number 77, inshallah. Now, for the theory part of our class, inshallah, we will continue with the topic of Nun Sakina and Tanween. In the last class, we did cover the topic of Idhar. So this was the first rule of Nun Sakin and Tanween, Idhar from the word Dhahara, meaning to make clear. And the letters of Idhar were Hamza Ha, Ain Ha, Ghain Ha, which are the Huruf Halqi, meaning these are the throat letters that come from the throat. The Makhraj is from the throat. So anytime you have these letters, and before that you have Nun Sakin or Tanween, you are going to give it Idhar, and the letter of the Nun is going to sound very clear. So that's the name, Idhar, from the word Dhahara. The second one that we covered was the rule of Idgham. Now for Idgham, we learned that it is from the word Mudgham, meaning to merge. The reason why it is called Idgham is because if you have the sound of a Nun or a Tanween, then you are going to merge it into the next letter, and this is going to cause the Nun to become silent. So this is a rule of Idgham. The letters of Idgham in total are Yarmalun. So these are the letters of Idgham, a total of 6. And when it comes to idgham, we have 2 different categories. So we have idgham with ghunnah and we have idgham without ghunnah. With ghunnah, basically it means that you are going to apply ghunnah to the noon, meaning that that noon sound is going to go up into your nose. And then we have idgham without ghunnah, and this is going to be no noon or nasalization. So it is not going to go up into the nose at all. In fact, the noon sound is not even going to be pronounced at all. You are not going to hear any hint of that noon. So let's look at the examples. So for Yarmalun, we have these 6 letters of idgham. So Yarmalun in total are the letters of idgham. And then we have Yarmalun, we have idgham with ghunna, we have the letters yanmu. So from Yarmalun, we're going to take 4 of them out. We have ya, nun, mim, and waw. So this is yanmu, these are the letters with ghunna. So for these letters, you are going to still hear that noon sound. You are still going to hear that it's going up into the nose. So for example, فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعْ إِنْ نَفَعَتْ مِنْ مَحِيصْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ. So for all of these, you still hear that the nose is being used. And you have that you kind of have that sound that it's going up into the nose. Now, anything that goes up into the nose, remember, we're going to say that it has ghunnah. So for all of these sounds, you are still going to hear that that noon sound is still there. Even though it's merged into the next letter, you do still have that nasalization. So the letters for with ghunnah, ya, noon, mim, and waw. So anytime you have any of the tanween or noon sakin followed by any of these letters, then you are going to have idgham with ghunnah. So you are going to merge it and you are going to hear it from the nose as well. Now, as opposed to this, we have idgham without ghunnah, and this means that there is no hint of that noon sound. The sound is not going to go up into the nose at all. And the 2 letters that are left from yarmalun, so we took out yanmu, so we took out ya, noon, mim, and waw. Whatever is left is ra and lam. So for these 2 letters, they do not go up into the nose. You are not going to hear any hint of noon sound. So for these, for example, we have min ladunhu, min rabbikum, فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. So in all of these cases, you do not hear any hint of that noon. And if you do add in that noon sound, then you are making this an incorrect idgham. So we are not going to say مِنْ لَدُنْهُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So this is incorrect. You hear that I still have that noon sound. So I'm going to get rid of that noon sound completely and just merge them to the next letter. مِنْ لَدُنْهُ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ. So right away you just merge from the first haraka of the tanween into the next letter, which is lam or ra. We also covered that there are four words in the Quran that are the exception to this rule. So this is exception to the idhar mutlaq. So for these, we are basically not going to say the idgham, even though the rule should be idgham. So you're going to see that there is a nun sakin or there is a waw, and the letter after is either ya or ra. So normally, if you have ya or ra, you would merge these sounds together. So you would say, with ghunnah from the nose. But these are the exception to that idgham rule. So even though you have a nun sakin followed by a waw or a ya, you are not going to pronounce them as an idgham. And the reason for this is that the nun sakin is in the middle of the word. Now, if you have nun sakin in the middle of the word and the letter after is waw or ya, then you are not going to have idgham. So if you see an example of this, then you'll understand more. Now, this example is one that is more commonly known, and this is the word ad-dunya. Now, ad-dunya comes many times in the Quran, but here, if you notice, there is a nun sakin, and the letter after is a ya. Normally, if you have nun sakin followed by the letter ya, you would have idgham with ghunna. But because this is one word and the nun sakin is in the middle of the word, then you are not going to apply idgham here. You are just going to say the nun clearly and you will say ad-dunya. Nun is very clear, ya is very clear. We have three other examples in the Quran. We have the word qinwanun. Nun sakin followed by the letter waw. Now normally you should have done idgham. This is an exception because the nun sakin is in the middle of the word. Qinwanun, sinwanun, nun as well has sakin, waw followed after is a letter of idgham, but you are not going to say idgham here. And then finally we have bunyanun. Here as well, nun sakin followed by the letter ya. Because it is in the middle of the word, you are not going to apply idgham. Now, the name of this exception is the rule of idhar mutlaq. So it is known as idhar mutlaq because you are making the nun have idhar here. Even though normally it would have idgham, because this is an exception, here you are going to put an idhar on the nun instead. So now the nun sound is very clear. Qinwanun. Sinwanun. Now you can hear that nun is very clear. So this is the rule of idhar mutlaq. So this was the rule of idgham. Inshallah, now let's move on to the next rule, which is the rule of iqlab. Now iqlab is a pretty easy rule to remember. Why? Because there is only one letter of iqlab. Now for the other ones, we had hamzaha, ainha, ghinha, that was for idhar. For idgham, we have yarumalun, yarwa, mim, lam, waw, and nun. For the letter of the rule of iqlab, you only have one letter. And you can guess that letter or remember that letter based on the name of that rule. So the name of the rule is iqlab, and the letter of iqlab is ba. So this is the only letter that you need to remember. Iqlab, letter ba. So it only has one letter. If you have forgotten the letter, you forget which letter has iqlab, the Quran reminds you by putting a small meme on top of the nun. Inshallah, we'll come back to this once I've explained more about what exactly is iqlab. So iqlab is from the word qalaba, meaning to turn or to change. The reason why iqlab is known as iqlab is because you are going to be changing or turning the sound from a nun into the sound of a meme. Okay, so we have the letter nun and you're changing that sound into a meme. So this is the rule of iqlab. Now, why do we do iqlab? If you have learned the makharij of the letters, this is going to make a lot of sense to you. When we were doing the makharij, we learned that the letter ba comes from the lips, ash-shafatan. We also learned that the letter mim also comes from the lips. So mim and ba have the same makharij, both of them come from the lips. So it's easier for you to switch from the makharij of a mim to the makharij of the ba than it is for you to switch from a noon to a ba. So mim and ba are closer than a noon and ba. So this is the reason why we do iqlab. So again, basically what we're doing, we're switching the nun sound into a meme. So if you have a nun sakin or you have a tanween and the next letter is ba, you're going to switch that nun into a ba sound. So for example, if we have the word min ba'adi, min nun sakin, ba'adi, the letter ba. So it is harder for me to say min ba'adi than it is for me to say mim ba'adi. Now mim ba'adi, because you are not switching the makhraj from the mim and the ba, it is easier to say. So this is the reason why we do iqlab. So from min ba'adi, I'm going to say mim ba'adi. Just merge this noon into a meme. Change that noon into a meme. If we have bi'hum, so again we have the noon an, and then we have the letter ba, bi'hum. An, bi'hum, merge them together and change this noon into a ba. Bi'hum. Sami'un basir, sami'un basir. So now you hear that nun sound is changed into the sound of a meme. Now again, like I was saying, if you do not remember the letter ba, you do not remember when to do iqlab, a very easy way to remember is by looking at the wording in the mushaf. So you're going to see that that nun sakin does not have a sukun on top. It is just a nun. And on top of this noon, you're going to see a small meme. So if you see a noon with nothing on top, no sakin, and on top of that is a meme, you're going to remember that you're going to switch that noon into a meme sound. And this is the general rule in the Quran, that if you see that there is a small letter on top of another letter, most of the time you are going to switch those letters together. So for example, if we have the word baslatan, some places in the Quran, there is a seen, and on top of that, you see that there is a sad, or the other way around. So in these cases, you're just going to read whatever letter is on top of the letter on the bottom. So basically, this is going to be the same case here, that because there is a small meme on top of the letter noon, you are going to read this as a meme and not a noon. So again, amburika, you're going to see that noon has a small meme on top, and this is going to remind you that this is iqlab. We also have in the tanween as well, that instead of having two harakats, having two fathas, two dhammas, two kasras, you're going to have one dhamma, one fatha, and one kasra. Next to that, you're going to have a small meme. So it's very small, it's on the haraka itself. So right next to the dhamma or the fatha or the kasra, that same size, you're going to see a small meme. And this means that you are going to replace one of the tanween, the noon sound of the tanween, with the letter meme. And this is the rule of iqlab. So inshallah, we are going to end here for the theory inshallah and move on to the analysis. In the next class, we will come back to this and do a little bit of review about iqlab before we move on to the next rule. Now, inshallah, let's go starting from ayah number 70, ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. So here, فَضْلُ ضَاد is going to be heavy. مِنَ اللَّهِ, the name of Allah here is heavy. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ, the name of Allah here is light. عَلِيمًا, we end on a two-count mad. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ فَانْفِرُوا ثُبَاتٍ. خُذُوا, خَا is heavy. حِذْرَكُمْ, رَا in this case is heavy. فَانْفِرُوا, رَا in this case is heavy. ثُبَاتٍ أَوْنْفِرُوا, رَا is heavy. جَمِيعًا, we end on a two-count mad. وَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ لَمَنْ لَيُبَطِّئَنَّ, طَا is going to be heavy. فَإِنْ أَصَابَتْكُمْ, صَاد is going to be heavy. مُصِيبَةٌ, صَاد is going to be heavy. قَالَ قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ, the name of Allah here is heavy. عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَمْ أَكُمْ مَعَهُمْ شَهِيدًا. So in all of these cases, the letters with a sukoon, just make sure you rest on them for a little bit. وَلَا إِنْ أَصَابَكُمْ, صَاد is going to be heavy. فَضْلٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, the name of Allah is going to be heavy. لَيَكُولَنَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ تَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ مَوَدَّةٌ. So here, if you look at the word takun bainakum, so here on the letter noon, you see that there is a small meme. Just to confirm, I'm going to look at the next letter, and the next letter is ba, meaning that this is a way of iqlab. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the noon sound into a meme. So instead of saying takun bainakum, I am going to say takum bainakum. So change the noon into a meme. Wa bainahu mawadda. And then here, when we see that there is a tanween and the next letter is ya, what is the rule here? And because ya is part of yarmalun, we know that it is going to be idgham. So we're going to merge the noon sound into the ya. Mawaddatun ya laytani. So you are merging the tanween with the ya. كُنْتُ مَعَهُمْ فَأَفُوزَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. So فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, this is going to be idhar. The noon sound is clear. And then the ayn here is from the throat. So this is going to be idhar. فَلْيُقَاتِلْ, qaf is going to be heavy. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, this is the name of Allah, and this is going to be light. الَّذِينَ يَشْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, ra is going to be heavy. بِالْآخِرَةِ, ra in this case is heavy. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the name of Allah here is light. فَيُقَتَلْ, qaf is going to have qalqala, أَوْ يَغْلِبْ, ba is going to have qalqala. فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا, jim is going to have qalqala, ra is heavy. عَظِيمًا, this is a two-count mad. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. وَالْمُسْتَضَعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ, ra is light. وَالنِّسَاءِ, this is a four-count mad. وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا, this is a four-count mad. أَخْرِجَنَا, خَا is going to be heavy. جِيم has قَلْقَلَا. مِنْ هَذِهِ, this is going to be إِذْهَار. هَا is from the throat, so the noon sound is going to be very clear. مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَا, قَاف is heavy, ra is heavy. الظَّالِم, ظَا is going to be heavy. أَهْلُهَا, وَجَعَلْ, جِيم is going to have قَلْقَلَا. وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا, وَجَعَلْ, جِيم is going to have قَلْقَلَا. مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا, صَاد is heavy, رَا is heavy. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah here is light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ, طَا is heavy, غَيْن is heavy. فَقَاتِلُوا, this is a four-count mad. أَوْلِيَا, this is a four-count mad. الشَّيْطَان, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا, ضَاء is going to be heavy, and then فَاء is a two-count mad. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ, رَاء إِنْ تَرَى is going to be heavy. قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا, this is a four-count mad. أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ, صَاد is going to be heavy. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ, فلما كتب عليهم القتال قاف is going to be heavy إذا فريق in this case is light قاف is heavy منهم يخشون الناس كخشية الله name of Allah here is light أو أشد خشية and then here make sure that you are giving a little bit of air or a little bit of humps on the hat so that you don't drop this
وقالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا
this is a four count mad أخرتنا this is a four count mad إلى this is again four count mad أجل قريب را is going to be light قاف is heavy باء has قلقلة قل متاع الدنيا قليل
so here in the word الدنيا we see that there is nun ساكن followed by the letter ya normally this would be إدغام but because it is in the middle of the word it is going to be إظهار مطلق
so the nun sound is going to be clear you are not going to merge this
قل متاع الدنيا دنيا
so nun sound is very clear
والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلة
and then here on فتيلة we end on a two count مد العوض
so inshallah that is going to be our lesson for today starting from ayah number 70 to ayah number 77
and then we'll end here for our tafsir part of the class
Jazakallah khairan kathiran everyone inshallah
I will see you all next week
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu